history. When I was a child, I would make up words for things around me and for actions that I did. I was very imaginative and creative, and I loved to make and play board games with my relatives and friends. My first encounter with a foreign language was French in the 7th grade. Although I passed the course for the year, I did not mentally retain a sufficient amount of vocabulary in the language to speak it fluently. Like most junior high school students, I found that endings for gender, number, and person and case made it difficult to remember grammar. And in French, you had to remember what was masculine or feminine. This made it more tedious and frustrating to learn the language. In 8th grade, I took French again, but I still could not even hold a conversation with a French-speaking baby. There was no language courses in my high school because it was a vocational school, but I did learn other things that would help me in the future. After high school, I decided to create a language of my own that would be less difficult to learn than any other language. I decided to use color for my language because color is universal and plays a very important role in psychologically and mentally controlling human emotion.